But first, Arizona Senator John McCain broke the news of his cancer diagnosis to his colleagues in the Senate on Wednesday evening. Thursday, news broke to the press, and since then, letters of support and condolence have been pouring in from statesmen and citizens alike. But what is this type of cancer McCain now battles? To explain the disease, the treatment, and prognosis, we're joined by David Aaron, CEO of the National Brain Tumor Society. David, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. And, of course, we would like to offer our thoughts and well wishes to Senator McCain and his entire family, and hope he has a speedy recovery.
Indeed. So let's define our terms first. What exactly is a glioblastoma?
Yeah, glioblastoma is unfortunately the most common malignant or cancerous form of brain tumor, brain cancer. It's when cells change in the brain, sometimes they become cancerous, and so it's a genetic mutation that occurs in brain cells, causing them to grow abnormally, and sometimes they grow large and can even develop their own blood vessels inside of them and become very aggressive, such as glioblastoma, oftentimes known as the deadliest form of brain cancer.
You know, what makes it maybe more aggressive or more deadly than other forms of brain cancer?
Number one is glioblastoma. There's no two glioblastomas that are the same. Each tumor in each person has a lot of variety in it. So it's hard to treat if every tumor is different. So it's they call it heterogeneous. The other is this is one of the most adaptive forms of cancer there is to any drugs or any type of treatment. We've seen over decades that when you treat this tumor with chemotherapy, with radiation, even beginning with immunotherapy, it typically recurs. So most, if not all, glioblastomas recur even after you think you completely get it out with surgery. They almost always come back.
Well, David, that makes this question even more difficult then, because I wonder when you have such an aggressive form of cancer, certainly the treatment has to be aggressive as well. How much and how aggressive is that, and how much can that potentially take out of a patient, because there's also the tremendous potential likelihood of killing healthy cells as well?
Absolutely. That's the challenge in all of cancer treatment is, even if you survive the cancer, can you survive the treatment? And today's treatments are exhausting. Patients also have to go on steroids to be able to withstand the treatment. Whether or not someone is strong enough to survive the treatment, strong enough to survive the disease, depends on the person. You know, what we know about Senator McCain is he's been in great health. He's a very strong person. So there's every reason to believe that in his case, he'll take on the treatment and handle it very well. But each person is ultimately different. And neuro-oncologists or brain tumor doctors are always trying to come up with a very personalized strategy for each and every patient based on what's best for them and their particular tumor.
A lot of times when you hear about treatments for cancer, the thoughts of chemo and radiation come up. Is that one of the options? Are there other maybe more experimental or cutting-edge type things? You talked about personalized treatment options. Are there other things on the horizon maybe that Senator McCain might be able to utilize?
There are. Like you said, chemotherapy, radiation following surgery is the standard of care. After that, clinical trials are a top option for glioblastoma patients. And we encourage, and more the medical field is encouraging glioblastoma patients from the time of diagnosis to look into clinical trials exploring immunotherapy or using viral strategies, gene-based strategies, you know, using different types of older viruses as a means of killing a brain tumor, or combinations of drugs from those chemotherapy agents with immunotherapy agents, putting them in combinations and seeing how they work is really where the cutting edge of brain tumor treatment is.
And David, finally, briefly, please, what is the general prognosis? Everything we've heard so far indicates that even a younger person who is on the healthier side of things may not live too long. What is the best prognosis?
Well, unfortunately, the average survival from time of diagnosis is 16 to 24 months. However, what we know is that each person is different. There are 20-year survivors of glioblastoma, 10-year survivors, 5-year survivors. The national average is that, tragically, only less than 5% reach 5 years of survival. So it's one of the deadliest cancers in the world. However, that said, each person is different, and when they're receiving highly specialized, well-trained care, as Senator McCain is getting, they have the best possibility for longer-term survival.
David Ahrens is CEO of the National Brain Tumor Society. David, thank you so much for your time.
Happy to be here. Thank you.